You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. And they say Liverpool can't find new ways to win the derby. Oh, I'll rephrase that. Everton can't find new ways to lose one. Listen, we're going to allow, come on, to laugh at Everton, quite possibly forever. But first of all, Jay McKenna, them young lads, the experienced lads, them boys who play for Liverpool today, 14 euros, got them through it. What an effort, what a performance, what a win.
Mate, the kids are all right there, aren't they? Absolutely. After 10 minutes, my arse had gone. Phillips looked like he was getting bullied. Milner goes off and I'm thinking, Lanucci comes on and he just does not know. Plays everywhere but fucking left back. He's just running out of pitch. And I'm like, fuck, mate. And then, mate, Curtis Jones, I'm made up he scored. I'm made up one of the kids has done that. But fuck me, that away end must have been taken. What the fuck have we got to do? Because it was ridiculous. We're watching that and at no point are we thinking they're going to fucking score here. Even when they fucking shot and Adrian saves it, I'm still not thinking they're going to fucking score here. They were fucking shite. But them lads, honest to God, the quality of some of them, Williams at fullback was fucking phenomenal. Adam Lallana, mate, where the fuck he got his legs from, I don't know, but that's a boss Christmas present because he was fucking brilliant. Honest to God, I can't believe we've just had that performance in a derby, looking so composed, but fucking beating them like that. They must have been walking to Anfield thinking, here we fucking
go. Who the fuck's Pedro Chilavert?
Who's this fucking fella? He's fucking older than me, by the way. He's fucking that.
He doesn't look it though, does he?
He plays like it. But fucking hell, they must have been thinking, who are they? We should be smashing these. And they've named their team two changes and they fucking walked out of that ground today and they must just think, I never want to fucking go back to this place ever a fucking again. I hope they don't. We shouldn't let them. We should just say, fuck off, you're not coming again. Fucking play on Stanley Park with fucking Sheffield United and see if you can fucking score a goal. Fuck off, you're not coming. Just, they're not allowed.
I mean, you say about the Liverpool first team, which that wasn't. You say about the Liverpool first team. It's David Cabana, by the way. That was Jay McKenna. I've got John Milburn. I'm some prick. You say about the first team, they figure it out. That's one of the strengths of them, is they figure it out as they go. Them young lads did that. Like Jay said, they were struggling first 10. They were getting bullied a little bit, one or two.
But
they just... they got to the pace of the game, they got to the physicality of the game, and they just figured out how to beat them, and they did it.
I just thought it was sensational. I've got to be honest, I had a cob on when the lineup was announced. In my heart, I just didn't believe he was going to do that, I thought. So, you know, I'll get over it if we win the league. Of course I will. I mean, but that today there, the performance, the character, the way that they back each other up, the way that we outplayed Everton's first team. I mean, in a season of champagne football achievements, Jürgen's just got the fucking Jager bombs in for the lads there, Danny. Honest to God, that was sensational to do that. To have the confidence in them. Again, Millie goes off and it's like the first couple of minutes of Bambi, innit, where he loses his mind, you know, and all that. It was just like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And we just continue to outplay them. And so I don't want to talk about how bad Everton were, and they really were that bad. But how fantastic all the players were for Liverpool. Jürgen, I'm out. You can hit, yeah.
Since 1995!
Since 1995! We have won a trophy, we have won a trophy.
And fair play, by the way, whoever brought that 10-foot 1995 banner.
sat on it for 95 minutes and then just casually unleashed it.
The lad, he was about, he was in front of me, I'm in O'Kearty with a cop, and he was right in front of us, and he was fucking, you could see him itching, you could see him itching. He was too scared in case they got a chance, and then fucking soon as the whistle gone, he fucking shot out. He was made up.
There was two, actually. We were in the ground, probably the earliest I've been in the ground in about 6 years, like, fucking unbelievable. There was two. There was the one on the left-hand side of the cup, and there was one near the middle.
Gosh, yeah,
it looked like it was scrawled in, like, human shit. It was, like, really, really bad. It was, like, it was done on the bus on the way here. It was terrible. But they were both up, like, before kick-off. Fair play, like, we don't like them, do we? Fucking hell, unbelievable.
And to hear us half producing, half on Everton forums. He fucking loves it.
Get on my Sky's a great day, lad. See how many times we have mentioned.
It's a boss name for loads of them, Jay. You mentioned Adam Lallana then. Come and find him, give him a new contract, whatever he wants.
He can have what
he led that
wants.
Team, didn't he? And it would have been so easy to go, well, Jürgen can't be arsed today. None of me mates are here. To throw in like at 70 or 80%.
He put himself into positions that I've not seen Adam Lallana being for us for a long time. Into tackles.
He's inspired, wasn't he?
Nicking the ball, getting everywhere. Like, non-stop trying to get the ball and go past the front men all of the time. But literally being there for the lads, like, literally cleaning up after them. There were lots of times where Lerucci was out of position and he's not bollocking them. He knows these are kids. He knows these are going to have to learn. And he's just doing the work. He's just doing the work that needs to be done. He was fucking sensational. But honest, some of them kids looked like they look like first teamers. Nico Williams at fullback looked like a first teamer. Phillips after the first 10, 15 minutes looked like a first teamer. Joe Gomez, fucking hell, he was composed.
Oh, yeah. He had to be, didn't he?
But you know what, right? That's the thing, innit? I was thinking Van Dijk should have been the centre half that starts with Phillips today because we needed someone composed next to him. Gomez done it. Gomez stepped up today. And all them players go off for all the fucking laughing at Everton, and we should be fucking laughing at Everton. For all of that, Dale sits in that dressing room today, and that's a massive, massive mark in their Liverpool career, particularly the younger lads. But the likes of Gomez and Lallana, they done what they had to do today. Particularly after Milner goes off. Captain, playing left back, expecting him to do all of the talking, and he's off on Lallana's captain. And he does his job. Honestly, it was phenomenal.
I mean, so many performances to highlight, Damien, you know.
All of them, yeah.
I think the right back, though, do give him a shout because James just mentioned him there. Nico Williams, like, it's not one of these who's been talked about for years, you know, watch over him. He's just been steady throughout the academy.
Yeah.
But it didn't faze him today. He was not like he was playing bit. Kirby.
Not one bit. Neil Atkinson's coming here doing a full Paul Mason.
We're going to win the cup, going down, are we fucked?
It's fucking glorious, isn't it? It's not short of fucking glorious. I know, yeah. And Nico Williams, all right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've got to be honest with you. Last time I seen him play properly was against Arsenal, and he looked physically, not like with ability, physically out of his depth. But today, all right, yeah. That was all right, wasn't it?
Just showing the goal again.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, up and down, I mean, you're thinking about long-term future and you've got the best right-back in the world who's 21 and he's one of our own. And you're looking at that young lad there thinking, tell you what, that's not bad back-up at all, lad, is it? You know what I mean? Fantastic. Going right through the pitch, I thought James was on about Joe Gomez, by the way. I thought Curtis Jones, I've got to say as well. Well, I mean, you know. He wants the ball, he's confident. He looks like, listen, I've got that arrogance, I want to be in this team, I deserve to be in that team. And I know everyone's going to shout about the goalie having little arms, but that goal, that shot was unsavable. Clipping in off the other side of the bar, it was just coolness. Every single position on the pitch, like going back to Joe Gomez, he does need mentioning because he did have to be that good. But every one of them today, and the attitude, the formation, and how cool is Jürgen Klopp to have that confidence?
Johnny Milburn, I mean, you're still 18 in your head anyway, but imagine being 18 and Curtis Jones tonight, the things you've got up to.
When I was 18, I was really, really good at fingering, right?
Like, that Austin good, or?
No. Who is that good, really? No one's but, like, amazing at fingering.
Was that years of practice or natural?
Well, you think your technique slipped over the years?
No, I was a natural. I started quite late.
A natural?
But my technique was unrivaled, right? And that was about it. I mean, that was the limit of my abilities, basically.
So if your fingering was a goal, it'd be that goal today. Well, is that what you, I don't know where you're going with this. I'm like, trying to help you out.
He's got my kecks off, I'm telling you.
No, the crowd were going bananas about little arms and stuff. I think if you had three Alisson Beckers in that goal, they wouldn't have saved that. They wouldn't have saved it. It was unsavable. It was an incredible piece of football.
Yeah, it was, yeah, you're right.
I don't like the fucking meth who goes to darts. And like we were trying to prepare a song note to The Lion King. Where you at the darts last night, basically. We were going to sing, where you at the darts last night.
Waiting for the microphone, don't you?
Yeah, they're waiting for his first fucking goalkeeper mistake. That wasn't a goalkeeper mistake. It was a world-class shot.
By the way,
that kid deserves all the credit in the world. What a fucking player. A Scouse fucking 18-year-old scoring against them fucking Teds in the fucking Merseyside derby.
Right in front of them. I'm going to have to listen back to this night to wonder how we got from fingering to the Lion King.
It was honestly, that was a big 3 minutes on Johnny Millman, wasn't it?
That was immense. Hey, mate, don't let your work listen to this tomorrow.
I'm back in work tomorrow after about 4 weeks off.
Make sure no one's got an Anfield Rap gift card, mate, because you're fucked.
I mean, you wouldn't have things to say about them, Jay, what they keep doing, you know. Yeah, yeah. You look at the league table and it shocks you every time.
That's the thing, mate. This is through the club now. Them lads played football today, right? Like, they've played in and out of the first team for the last few weeks and months. And that's a real positive. But again, I'll say, those lads are going to go in the dressing room now and they're going to go home tonight and they're going to think, we've just knocked Everton out the cup.
That's the important thing, Jay. That I think.
Schooled them.
When
schooled
I was
them.
In this pub like 3 hours ago and saw that team, like, my head went going.
I was calling Jürgen Klopp all kinds in my head.
I can't believe it. We need to go for the treble. History makers, best team in the generation. We've got to do everything. And I felt like it was a. We sort of conceded the FA Cup today.
Yeah.
I thought that pretty much.
Yeah.
And then to get in there. None of them kids thought they were conceding the FA Cup. Everton thought they thought it was Christmas come early. The team
were late.
And they were absolutely outplayed in every single department.
Yeah. The best
team
won.
That says that the first team mentality isn't just restricted to the first team. It goes right through the organisation.
Oh, yeah.
And like in 3 or 4 years, whatever it's been since Jürgen Klopp started, it is unbelievable.
It is.
I will never ever doubt Jürgen Klopp again. I will pledge that right now.
I said that before today, and I felt exactly how you felt. I was crestfallen. I was worried
about the midfield three.
And oh, seriously, clearly.
I'm a fucking dickhead because they were fucking brilliant. And the front three, Elliot, Minamino, look, I just played for us for ages.
I thought Caravella was fucking sensational as well, by the way.
He was the out ball all the time, letting us relieve the pressure when we needed to. Honestly, I don't think I can fault anyone aside from the fact that Lerucci doesn't play left back. And fucking, that was. And Nate Phillips, in the first 10 minutes, was getting bullied, and then he just said, lad, I'm going to have you here. Like, Richarlison didn't get a look in.
No, not
Richarlison
one bit.
Got that
he lost
annoyed.
His head. Dead
he
early on.
He
lost his
head.
Oh,
he did.
He was about to twat the ball at the lines when he got that annoyed.
My mate George
offside.
Called him a big nose twat quite early on. It was good, actually.
Maybe it was that. Maybe that got in his head.
In all my years, all I can say is in all my years following Liverpool, this is the greatest time I've ever had. I always show my age, don't I? I remember that glorious summer of 77 when we were sailing towards the first European Cup. We were going to win the league. We were in the FA Cup final. We were going to do this. It was so exciting.
We've got to go
this
for this
is,
treble.
This
we've
is,
got to go
100%. It's not a treble, is it? It's a quintuple. I've lost track. How many is it? It's unbelievable, isn't it?
No, it's the classic treble whilst being world fucking champions.
Just a quadruple. Plus a super cup.
Call it what you
fucking
like.
Hell. I'm going to be expecting you.
Call it what you fucking like. This team.
This is the greatest team we've ever had.
Made history in Qatar. We've not got to follow in the footsteps
by
of other
way,
teams.
No, but them kids, them lads tonight deserve
oh,
the game.
Unbelievable.
I don't think that Phillips is going to be here, to be honest with you. I mean, he's just come in to do this and then he's gone
back. He'll be back out at the end of the transfer window, that's what I reckon.
He's staying. He's got to stay now.
It's just absolutely mad. There's a quote from Jürgen Klopp after the game, which Andy's just shown me, and he said, like,
basically don't get to play for Liverpool unless you act like that, unless you feel like that, unless you believe like that. And that's what they do. You know, we don't worry about the team, Damien, but I don't think Jürgen was worried. I think he believes
not one bit. Not one bit. I mean, he's cool as ice, isn't he? And he was kind of, and if you think back about it, he was warning everyone after the last game, saying the only advantage we've got is Anfield. Make sure you bring it. So retrospectively, you're looking at it going, well, that means he's going to pick the kids because Everton should really win. But with the Anfield factor, I need you, you know. So that made sense to me now. But at the time, I thought, he's kidding here. He's going to put the first 11 out. We're going to twat them and have 6 days off. But he has such confidence in his methods, the training methods, the way that they fit in together. It's all talking about the team shape, the belief, the sense of belonging. You know, he's not just a question of someone hugging you all the time. He's a tactical genius. He's the greatest manager we've ever had. It's unbelievable. I can't believe me, look. I can't believe it.
Sorry, I was nowhere near that, lad.
Hey, what's this thing in my hand?
I'm just having a lovely chat with me, mate. Just what he's done throughout this football club, what he's done from top to bottom, what he's done to us, what he's done to those players, what he's done to the academy in terms of them believing that they're part of it, what he's done with lads who were on the edges, like fucking Chirabella, Lallana, you know, these boys.
Shit.
Just everyone feels part of this amazing thing, and they all want to contribute, they all want to do their bit, and they all share in the glory of this amazing time.
Look at Adam Lallana, he's out of contract in the summer.
What's up?
And he's thinking about Liverpool winning the league and him playing his part now, because he doesn't want to go. Who the fuck would want to leave this? Who the fuck would want to get off? And that is Klopp. It comes from him. And he's, and here's the thing you've got now, and here's the thing he's got with us as fans. We're all thinking, most of us, I think around this table, are probably thinking, what the fuck's that 11? Like, you need maybe one or two. I thought you needed one or two more experienced heads in there. But then soon as the first whistle goes, we're like, nah, we'll fucking have this. And the fans got behind him, really. Like, Klopp was going to twat some fella behind him because he threw the ball back too quick.
That was amazing.
That fella's currently cowering under the seat because he's shit
devil,
himself.
Yeah.
Because he fucking...
He's writing lines in Jürgen's office.
Yeah, sorry. Jürgen, I will not throw the ball.
100 times.
Jürgen nearly volleyed it back at him. Tucker Ferguson flew up like a fucking ball boy. But he... Klopp has got this thing in us now where we're like, can anyone fucking beat us? Can anyone do this to us? And that's like, I've never known that. I've only ever known such confidence in Europe under Benitez. That was it. Not in the league. But now we're just like, we can fucking beat anyone. And them lads will think we'll beat anyone. There'll be kids and lads and fellas and fucking women and everyone in this pub thinking, fucking hell, we can beat anyone. Like, genuinely, I reckon if we put the fucking under-19s out against them next time, we fucking beat them. That's like, people turn up at Anfield now and they're fucking beaten. After 10 minutes of the game, they're fucking beaten because they know they haven't fucking got a chance.
Unbelievable.
And they must just, like, that's him. That's Klopp. And we now... We've just got to get on board with it now. We've got to enjoy it. We've got to turn up to games and just enjoy it while it lasts. Enjoy the run for how long it lasts, whether it be beating them in derbies or them not winning derbies.
It's the most glorious time.
Whether it be winning the league, whether it be them fucking lads playing in the next round of the FA Cup, just enjoy it now. There's all they deserve us, not actually just supporting them, just enjoying them.
Yeah,
they were
it.
Fucking phenomenal today. The football they played at times. No panic. Nico Williams again, I'll talk about him. With Phillips as well, Gomez, loads of times at the back, you're thinking, shit, Everton are getting at us here. And they're just calmly passing it up the line, calmly passing it out, calmly floating it over the top. And we're all like fucking shitting ourselves. We should just enjoy them, though.
Yeah,
just
exactly. I mean, Jürgen makes every single player he's ever even smiled at better, doesn't he? That's what he's got about him. He's got charisma. It's like I don't even need to take over the fifth best squad in the league. I'm that confident in my coaching methods. I can turn any team into the best team in the world. That's how it comes across. His belief, he's got loyalty to his players, the tactics he's employing, everything about him. I mean, we've got to rejoice in this at the moment. A short while ago, he renewed his contract and said, I thought Liverpool was a perfect fit for me until I got here. And my God, you know, it's double a perfect fit. I'm absolutely overwhelmed at the moment. This is to beat Everton with the reserve team, to be a million points clear at the top of the league, to be the most feared team in Europe and champions of the world. It will never, ever be better than it is tonight, Liverpool fans, ever.
It's unreal. And look, Johnny, we do live in a bit of a bubble sometimes in this city, don't we? We're, you know, we can be a bit, you know, on our own, on our insular. Everything Damien said there, right? All around the world, if you're into football, you're looking at what Liverpool are doing at the moment and going, fuck it, hell.
Yeah, I think you're right, John. I think it's really, really hard to try and be objective about it because we are so dragged into this world, and like the internet makes the world incredibly smaller, and you look at how Man United, Man City, Evertonian fans' heads are completely melting about Liverpool, like the fucking we're doping, we're paying the FA. The FA what? The FA need Liverpool to win because
fucking good.
What I don't understand is why it wasn't corrupt every time City won the league, but now we're going to win the league. It's now suddenly corrupt. But I think the world's going fucking bananas over Liverpool winning the league. And it's almost this idea that, like, in some way it's undeserved. When Jurgen Klopp took over at Liverpool, we were dwindling in a sub-70-point fucking team, weren't we?
Yeah.
And we've now put together back-to-back seasons that are, if things continue as they are for the second half of this season, we're going to do over 200 points over two seasons. And like, if that
doesn't deserve... Don't you say this season then?
No, if that doesn't deserve some kind of fucking reward, the idea that VAR's helping, the idea that fucking anything... Jurgen Klopp has rejuvenated this football team. And like we as old asses, and I consider myself as being one of the old asses, like we revere people like Bob Paisley, we revere people like Phil Shankly. But I think the job Jurgen Klopp has done in the climate he's had to do it to rejuvenate this football team and make us competitive in the landscape that we're competitive in is up there with what Shankly did.
I couldn't agree more.
And the idea that in some way it's not legit, it's just cry ass. And I did it.
I used to do it
when Man United used to fucking score in the 92nd minute. I used to fucking think there was some foul play, but it wasn't. They were just good and dead fit.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done. And like, honest to God, I will never doubt that fucking fella ever again. He's unbelievable, unbelievable, unbelievable.
Well, listen, we've done over 20 minutes on Liverpool. Now Everton.
Yes.
How long do you want? Go on, Damien. I'll start with you, Damien. There's a quote. I think it's from Shankly, which says the reason for Liverpool Football Club is the reason for its existence is a source of pride for its supporters.
Oh yeah.
If that is the case, do Everton need to pack in tonight?
Well, yeah, I can see that's a perfectly legitimate question at this point.
No one is less proud of their football club than Everton.
Absolutely.
If one Evertonian is worth 10 Liverpoolians,
well, yeah, on all those cliches, they've just gone a generation without winning at Anfield. We rock up with the kids. I'll tell you what we'll do, lads. We'll announce this new stadium. We'll get a world-class manager. We'll get 8,000 seats. We'll own the Anfield. And we'll turn up and we'll just swat you. Then we put the kids out and say, well, go out then. And then they get schooled. I mean, that's a hard, fucking long, fucking place to be in, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I mean, there's no... It was offside. We outplayed you. It's a really tough time for the Blues at the moment. I mean, obviously they're a proud club, it's a Gauss club, so it's not going to bow to anybody, but Jesus Christ, the number of custard pies we have delivered to their faces in over the years. You know, for example, you know, and how many have I got? 2005, we finished fourth, winning the Champions League. A week later, Istanbul. Do you know what I mean? You know,
Kalina.
We go 2012, it's like, you've got to put your third choice goalie in and we're going to knock it out at Wembley. There's got to be a winner on the day. Yeah, there has, lads. Get the slow train home. I mean, it must be really hard for them.
Mate,
thank fuck my great granddad Ned chose to be a Ned.
Mate, Curtis Jones, I seen the Anfield rap tweet. Curtis Jones wasn't even born the last time Everton won at Anfield.
Fucking hell.
And he's just fucking,
you are joking.
Yeah, he just tweeted Nico Williams, someone else in Curtis Jones weren't even born the last time they won at Anfield. And he's just fucking scored that. Just carried that on.
I don't know if anyone got on to it at the end. Most of the Everton players just went straight down the tunnel. Sidibe, one of the fucking academy lads, went over to clap them and they all told him to fuck off. You were like that. tell him to fuck off. And I was like, and I could see him looking like, nah, they can't be doing that.
They're not talking to me.
So like, honestly, he kept walking like going, nah, like a bit confused. And at the end, he just went like, he were like, fuck off, you. Fuck off.
I wish we had a camera for Jimbo's face. He's really demonstrated quite well.
Oh, yeah. I was being an excellent amateur.
It was fucking brilliant.
So much.
It's fucking amazing. For them, though, Gibbo, right? Like, it's psychological. It's so psychological now.
It is, yeah.
It's so psychological. Because, like, they didn't even sing much.
He was so quiet. My dad comes saying to me during the game,
that's
I can't
a great
believe
point,
quiet
that. That's a great point, yeah. You said they're so quiet. I mean, before the game, like I said, I was so crestfallen. I was speaking to a great friend, a guy I really admire, and that's Steve Kelly. Fantastic Evertonian. Really enjoyed being with him today. Really enjoyed the pre-match pint. Really enjoyed where it just went. Fair play to you. I hope to see you in the Charity Shield. But fucking hell, we're going to qualify twice here at this point, aren't we? I mean,
I came in here before, right, in the Glenbrook, and I walked through, and somebody gave me an early sniff of the team, right, and I was like, quite crestfallen. We went in the beer garden. And beer garden, the yard by the bins, basically.
Yeah, fucking hell, you don't mind the size in the stand here, aren't you?
And like a few of the lads were putting bets on and stuff. Everton were heavy favourites to win this game, really. Heavy favourites to win this game. And based on that team. And then I said to the lads in the back, I said, there'll be 5 minutes where Everton fans will read that team and be made up. And then within 5 minutes, it will become pressure and it will become the thing that fucking does them in, because they'll go, fucking hell, we've got to win now, haven't we?
Yeah.
I think that happened today.
Everton don't make good favourites in the derby. Whenever they are favourites, that's when the custard pie comes.
I think there were shithouses turning us round, because I was like, you've got that whole end kicked to that second half. Do you know what I mean?
That's a great shout, that. Brilliant shout.
I don't know why we've done that. Like, if you've got that, I understand in a league game, but I think if you've got that whole end kick to that second half,
that would show solidarity, wouldn't it? Say, yeah, we mean
problem
business.
Problem is, mate, they all tell them to fuck off like they did to the TV show. Fucking get up there, you dickhead.
Kick away from them, bricks the ball, man.
As far away as fucking possible. Fucking not looking at them, lad, every time I've got a shoot.
We'll wrap up, boys. We'll just get quick man of the match, start with Johnny.
I was like, Adam Lallana, Joe Gomez, Paul Larucci had a brilliant game. I was really impressed with Chiravella. I think there was loads of candidates. But for the goal, for being 18 years of age and for being scouse as fuck, he's doing wheelies all the way home tonight. It's got to be Curtis Jones. Curtis fucking Jones.
Yeah. I mean, I can't fault any of that. You've named all the best players. And for the scouts as fuck all, cool as ice, and a lad who I think is going to go on and now prove himself worthy of challenging for a place in our midfield, Curtis Jones is man of the match for an unsavable shot regardless of the size of the goalkeeper's arms.
I'll share it around a bit. Adam Lallana, he was fucking everywhere.
He was unreal.
It's a fair shout.
Adam Lallana did not stop running. He must be fucking knackered now, like.
All of them boys are amazing. Because we never get to do this, I'm going to do it. Neil Atkinson, you're just about to host the post-match pint video. What can the people expect?
Well, they're going to expect Gareth Roberts. Robbo's going to host it.
Fuck off.
Get in there.
I'm just here to get the gear to run it round there. Robbo's
set. Get in. Much love,
Robbo.
He's
going to go fucking sick about Liverpool beating Everton.
Robbo's going to be someone on some Everton Twitter feeds
fucking
tomorrow.
Hell.
Honestly, I've had 10,000. They're going to go watch now. Our big stand room upstairs in hotels here. Oh, listen. That feels like 2-0 now. Gareth Roberts action today from the front back. Unreal. Thanks a lot to everyone for joining us. Andy Heath for producing in trying but wonderful circumstances. Up the fucking Reds.
Champions of the world!
Thank you for listening to the Anfield Wrap. Listen, you're probably going to get bored of this over the next few weeks. We're putting this at the end of every show. It's Neil Atkinson here, whether I hosted this show or not, to ask you to vote for us in the British Podcast Awards. To do that, you go to britishpodcastawards.com/vote, and there you'll find it is the Listener's Choice Award, supported by BBC Sounds. If you search for the Anfield Wrap in the box that comes up, you will get the Anfield Wrap, or TAW also gets us the Anfield Wrap as well. So TAW gets us the Anfield Wrap, or the Anfield Wrap in there. And then from there, if you vote for us, you'll then get an email that you'll have to click to confirm the vote. And then from there, you've registered the vote, and we appreciate it very much. We've never won this award in the British Podcast Award. We've come second 3 consecutive years. We discovered that last season we were a little bit closer than we thought last season, last year. Good Lord, not everything works like that, Neil. And so we thought, well, let's give it a real go, give it a big push this time out. So hopefully you've been able to do that for us, and hopefully you're happy to do so as well. We do always appreciate the support in any way in which it comes at the Anfield Wrap, and especially through what's obviously been a difficult time for a number of podcasts, for obvious reasons. Anyway, thank you very much indeed, and take care. Sports Social Podcast Network.